I'm telling you, yeah, right now. Oh my God. Holding on, Jackie. You better believe I'm holding on, Queen Jackie. Holding on. You better believe I'm holding on. Holding on. You better believe I'm All right. Okay, can everybody hear me?
Yeah. You're good.
Oh, okay. Well, welcome to the show, everybody. You know, as y'all can see, you might hear some technical difficulties, but guess what? We are here. What's going on? What's going on, Glory? Talk to us. You know, good morning and all that good stuff.
Today is what, Wednesday? It's Wednesday. What they call Wednesday? Hump day?
Hump day.
Hump day. Like the middle of the weekday, I guess. But today's going to be a good day. It's going to be a good day today.
All right, Vita. Vita, unmute your mic. And what's up, girl? Talk to me.
Hey, what's going on? Look, I'm doing delivery. But I was like, you know, let me go ahead and get on and show, because this is really what the show is all about. It's about working women, and why not see me in my element? So, you know, I might just unmute and mute sometimes, because I'm going to have to talk to people. But, hey, I'm excited about today, excited about this week, excited about what we got going on with the show.
Like I say, if my screen gets stuck, y'all just, you know, just keep talking. Look, boom, there it is. Look, so y'all know we want to get into this guilty, guilty, guilt, okay? Guilty, guilt, guilt. You know, a lot of people are excited about the verdict. You know, I told my husband, I said, if they don't, listen, it's for the greater good for them to go ahead and convict this man, because it was going to be an uproar like never before. All I'm saying. Did y'all watch it? What are y'all thoughts on?
Well, I'm excited that he got what he deserved. I'm excited about justice. My only thing is, what if there was no witnesses? Like, would we still get the justice that he deserved? What if the guy, you know, who was at the corner store didn't see nothing? You know what I'm saying? What if he didn't? What if nobody saw nothing? The only thing they had was a video. You know what I'm saying? But even with videos, police still get off. You know, so I'm just like, man, like, God had intervened in that situation. He had a ram in the bush, for real. Yeah. Like, God is good with concerning that man's life. So I'm grateful that he got what he deserved.
Yeah. Yeah, justice. Yeah. And you know, I agree with you. What if it was not video. That would have been another black man gone. You know, another black man gone. And it probably would have been a fight behind it, but it probably wouldn't have, we probably wouldn't have saw the results that we saw that that they got, you know, with the guilty, guilty, guilty. I got to keep saying it. Because, baby, you know, I was listening to the defense attorney, and I was like, who hired this lunatic? You know, who hired him? He sounded like he worked for the prosecutor. I'm sorry. As he talked, and he kept saying, I'm going to tell y'all the key phrase that got me was reasonable police officer. I was like, okay, what? Because there was no, I mean, and then his argument was so long. I was like, Jesus be offense. You know, go ahead and walk away because you know you don't have a case. You know what I'm saying? This thing has already been, this trial has already been tried in the public. You know, it has already been tried, but you know, they have to give him a day in court, you know?
So. Yeah. Yeah. They have a day in court.
You know, what I'm thinking about is how is this, you know, a lot of people say, okay, this is changing things and things are going to be different now. But honestly, you know, it's a blow. It's a blow. You know, it's a kudos and fist up type situation. But let's be real. How big of a change is this going to make, you know, in our community? You know, tears are shed because this could have been this could have been my son, one of my sons. This could have been my husband. This could have been, you know, and let's be real. They are still shooting black men down in the street, in the back. They just shot that young man in that car. My God. You know, she thought it was she had a taser. They located on different sides of the body. I mean, it's still not just black children, even though we're in that fight because we're black, but you got Hispanic males being killed. You know, you got, listen, if you, I'm just saying, if you are not white, you know, you got to walk around with some type of reserve fear, or you got to have a script before you leave the house. You got to know what to say, how to handle yourself when the people that's supposed to protect and serve stop you. You get what I'm saying? Because you don't know if they are, if they have PTSD as a cop. You don't know if they have PTSD, you know what I'm saying? Dealing, or if they are racist, a part of the Ku Klux Klan. You don't know if they are skinhead, you know, one of the, you know what I'm saying? You don't know who they are. And it's sad. I was telling my husband, it's sad that we got to give our children a script how to deal with the people that's supposed to protect them when they stop them. Oh, man, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty sad. It is. It feels so good that he, you know, justice was served, but I'm just like, man, like, it's too good to be true. And I'm thinking like, man, like, what's the agenda? Like, what's the hidden agenda? If there is one, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, we got justice, but do we really, like, what's going on behind the scenes? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
The media only show you what they want us to see, but
that's true. And look, Lord, we'll take that victory.
Yeah.
We will take that victory.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I agree with you. It's some other reasons too why they knew they had to convict him. I'm gonna tell you, because like I said, it was gonna be smoke in the city, honey. It was gonna be some mess. Do you know what I'm saying? People were worried about people looting it and all this kind of stuff, baby. You know, in one city they burned the police station down, you know. So you gotta understand that it was, like you said, it was so much tied into that conviction. It was a lot tied into it. It was the world. Look, the world itself is in a civil unrest anyway.
Right.
So why are we gonna add, you know, why are we going to add lighter fluid to the fire? You know what I'm saying? They weren't going to let that man go free like this.
Sure.
You know.
Yeah, these people are starting to be very, you know, crafty when it comes to taking people's lives. And I guess people just tired. You know what I'm saying? Like, people are really tired of police is killing black people and getting away with it.
Yeah. And then I think, like you said about the video, I think the video really gave everybody a firsthand look. Because I was looking at, even during the case, and he kept showing the video, right? And I was listening to them trying to justify. Oh, good morning. Good morning. I was looking at them trying to justify this whole situation. It was like he could not justify it. This man had his hand in his pocket and his knee on this man's neck. They tried to say that the crowd had him distracted. Lies. The crowd didn't have him distracted, honey. Listen, he had his hand in his pocket and he was resting on this man's neck, you know. And then we were talking about how he called on his mother and all of these different things. And the human part of you didn't even say, let me get off of him and see what's
right.
Nothing.
Right.
Nothing.
Right. And your friend, well, I wonder what happened to the other officers. Like the guys who was with him. Nobody say, oh, come on, man, like get off his neck.
Oh, no, you heard the ladies. You heard the cop, not ladies, another cop there that said, while he was saying, I can't breathe, the cop was saying, oh, you can talk, you can breathe. That's what he was saying. He's like, you can talk, you can breathe. I can't breathe. Oh, if you can talk, you can breathe. Girl, I was hot. I said, oh, my God.
I can't breathe. No, you can talk. You can breathe. I said, oh, my God.
What, you want to say something, Vita?
But you know what?
What you want to say?
You know what? I couldn't even watch it. You know what I'm saying? It was just like one of those things because I was like, I ain't want my anxiety to flare up and all that kind of stuff. Because, you know, they showed when they showed the video again, you know, I saw that across like the news, you know, the news things. And I was just like, I couldn't take it. It was just like all I could think about is like, you know, what is the verdict going to be? And I mean, even with the verdicts, you know what I mean? I mean, we still don't know really what the outcome is going to be because they still have to go through sentencing. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And, you know, I just hope that, I don't know, it's kind of, it's an emotional, you know, thing right now because.
It is.
You know, nobody, you know. You think about your brothers and your sons and your different things like that. And it's just, I don't know, it's an emotional case. And even though, you know, people are saying justice is served, but you know, George Floyd is not here anymore. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, justice is served, but this man is gone from his, you know, family and his child and you know what I'm saying? And that kind of thing. And you know, a lot of people, what I hated about it, a lot of people brought up, you know, would try to bring up his past and the things that he did. And, you know, when we look back over our life, there's a lot of stuff that we did that we didn't get caught for. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, you know, and he served his time. You know, it'd have been something different if, oh, he's still on the run and that kind of thing. He served his time for what he did. You know what I'm saying? And you know what? One thing we got to remember that is no condemnation, look, in Christ Jesus. So, you know, you can't judge me for what I've done and you can't do this. And just because, oh, you know, I did this crime, I don't deserve to have the respect. And you know what I'm saying? It's just, it's a touchy subject. You know what I'm saying? It's just touchy. And I'm glad we've gotten to this point, but you know, it's just more that needs to be done. You know what I'm saying? It's just more that we just really got to get out there and keep those cell phones rolling. You know what I'm saying? Because keep in mind, if nobody would have ever recorded, you know what I'm saying, that from the cell phone point of view and not from like a cop cam, because a cop cam, to me, they can go through and edit it and cut this out and cut that out. You see what I'm saying? But it was somebody who was like, you know what? I don't care if they're telling me to put the phone away. I don't care what they're telling me to do. You know what I'm saying? I can't sit by and let this go on. And, you know, that was very prestigious of the young lady who did that. You know what I'm saying? And I know I done kind of rambled and went around different things, but, you know, it's just more that needs to be done. You know, this is a step, you know, from the Emmett Tills, you know what I'm saying? And the Fidel Castros and, you know, that kind of thing that have gone on over the years, but it's still more that, you know, has to be done.
Well, you know, I wanted to talk about when we saw the video, the video of the police officer showed us the police cam of the other side of the vehicle, right? Where you had a number of police officers holding him down, and I thought about at that moment. First, he was saying he was claustrophobic because of different things he was going through in his mind and in his body. But I was thinking about how scared
it is.
You know, to just think if I was laying on the ground like that. And I got a cop on my leg, holding my leg. I got a cop with his knee in my back, with his knee on my neck. It's so many. And then I heard George Floyd say, "That's it, I'm gone.
That's it, I'm gone.
I'm gone.
I'm gone."
And I was like, "Oh my God!" That's what I said. When the defense showed the other side of the vehicle, I was like, "That is you." Oh my God! But you know, it's the world we live in. And I think just how Quentin Tompkins and Officer Floyd exposed a lot of the bigotry and racism that was still alive in America, then COVID hit, then George Floyd, you know, then Breonna Taylor, then, you know, all of these different, it was a platform for God to show us the hatred and the evil that people are operating in this world. I'm interrupting you. I'm echoing too. Can
you hear it?
Yeah.
Okay, there it goes. Okay, let me mute myself too.
Yeah, so yeah, it, like I said, it gave a platform for the bigotry, racism. It showed, big, and I'm gonna tell you why, when things are revealed, that means it's time to fix. It's always a warning. God always gives a warning before destruction. We are a country that thinks that nothing can happen to us. We are always overfighting everybody else's battles. We're always in everybody else's business, you know, but we don't want to deal with the ugliness, and we don't want other countries to feel like or to think that we are a bitter country, that we are a country of bigotry and racism, you know. But guess what? Other countries already know that about us. While we're over in everybody else's business, you need to take care of home first. United States of America. You need to take care of home first. You need to take care of your homeless. There's so many homeless people on the street here in Houston. The Pierce Elevated, you know, they went and moved. Look, it's going to be homeless people in the United States because the United States don't want to give help like they're supposed to. Let's just be real, you know. But We have to start. I think this is forcing the United States to really take inventory of themselves and really be the country that they say that they are. And that verdict showed that this country is capable of change. This country is capable of doing better. You put the right people in authority, you put the right people in position. Some of those cops that been on that force for 10 and 12 years, 20 years, they need to go back to, they need to go to counseling. They have seen so many different things, dead bodies, all kinds of stuff. They got PTSD going on. Some of them are out there scared. That lady that shot that little boy, she was scared and didn't have no business. She didn't have no business out there on the side of the street with anybody. Okay. So it's like our police officers, that authority, they need to be reeled back in. They need counseling. And somebody of a sober mind needs to say, okay, you can't be on the street for a year. You need to be behind a desk and you need to go till you get all that stuff. What have you seen? Have you seen dead bodies? Have you seen people raped and murdered? What have you seen? Because they are not addressing that with the police. The police are seeing this stuff over and over again. Y'all know Penny got to make her contribution to the show. Y'all are seeing these things over and over again, and guess what? They need counseling. They need to detox. They need to detox. They need to get all that stuff out their system before you put them back on the street. You got so many racist police. Listen, they talk to black women crazy. They talk to, listen, it ain't just the men. When they pull black women over in cars, get out. I saw a video where they threw a lady all up on the back of the car, you know, just handling her all, you know, and I was like, my God, I said, so we really need, I hope that in dealing with our law enforcement, that they really go back to the drawing board and they really just individually, you know, get counseling for each one of these police officers. You've been in there 10 years and ain't have counseling, you need counseling. I'm just saying, because some of them out there mad, some of them out there scared, and guess what a scared person with a gun gonna do? They gonna shoot. All I'm saying. All right, I was waiting on our guest to come on in, but I guess she hasn't clicked in yet. So what we're gonna do is, okay, Gloria. Talk a little bit to us about your business. What's going on with your business? Bring us into the loop. How's it going?
Okay, so my business is flourishing right now. Let me tell you that. What we're doing, I'm actually on target for a Mary Kay car. Now, keep in mind, God didn't just bless me with a car pay for it, and now I'm on target to get another car from Mary Kay. Come on, God is doing a thing. Let me tell y'all, this is something y'all need to get on. Okay, it's $30 to join right now. I'm giving free samples so you can try the product. I mean, what company is gonna let you try the product first? You know what I'm saying? Most of the time, you gotta invest. Well, hey, we told y'all this is gonna be good, but you know, to be able to try the product for yourself. And be able to see, look, results instantaneously, honestly. So I am actually with, and I didn't say who I was with, but I'm with Mary Kay. And so if you need some samples, let me know, free samples. Read all about it. I'm going to send it to you. Let me know. But it's an awesome business. It's a business that's been out for a long time that, you know, people know about. So it's not anything, I don't have to work hard because people already know about Mary Kay. It's been out for years, you know, and they know that the product is really good. They know that the stuff helps clear your skin and that kind of thing. So it's like, I don't even have to work hard. A lot of times I'm just at work and I'm just like, hey, you know, I started selling Mary Kay. Oh girl, my consultant doesn't even sell the stuff anymore. Do you have this and I sure do. You know what I'm saying? So it's just been a blessing. It's been something that I haven't had to work hard, you know, for. Yeah. And one thing, when God leads and guides you into a business, you're not going to have to work hard. It's going to promote itself. People are going to promote for you. And, you know, that's just something you just got to, you know, when it comes to business, to make sure that God is leading you to do that, because when he's leading you into a business, he's going to make the pathway for you to be successful, for you to be prosperous. And I am thankful with this business right now.
Amen. That's what's up. I'm going to have to get with you on some face wash because I'm running low.
I was watching a show yesterday, right? Uh-huh. And they had an old Mary Kay commercial. I thought about Vita. I say Mary Kay has been around for a very, very long time. I'm talking about a game show where they were still in the butterfly collars. You know what I'm saying? I was like, whoa. I said, you know. So those of you that are listening, if you're interested in Mary Kay, you need to get Vita's information.
Mm-hmm.
And matter of fact, Vita, give them a little bit of information again or for the first time or how, so they can get in contact with you.
I think her phone.
Oh, she gone. She popped off. Okay, so, but listen, y'all find on Facebook the Vita. D-A-V-I-D-A.
Yeah.
Okay. Woods. W-O-O-D-S. Find her. Find her. If your Mary Kay consultant then disappeared on you, guess what? She'll get you hooked right on up. All right, talk to us a little bit, Gloria. What's going on with you? Business wise, all that good stuff.
Right now, I actually am working on a website for my business. It should be up within the next month. I'm working with somebody to kind of promote my hairline and, you know, my boutique and whatnot. So I'm getting it together. I actually want, it's a certain type of image that I want to promote as far as with this clothing line and this hair boutique. So I have somebody who's really, really working, you know, behind the scenes to put it all out. I put it out there. As far as, I'm glad you came back because I want to give a testimony about this Mary Kay stuff that she talked about. I've been using the face wash, Time Wise, the face wash, the night cream and the day cream. Now, y'all see my face. I wear the bare minimum of makeup of foundation because my skin is really, really like very sensitive. So I have to use like really, really light makeup on my foundation. So my skin has cleared so much with Mary Kay. I just want to give a testimony just in case people think Mary Kay, you know, it don't really work. It worked, especially if you young and you getting acne. Mary Kay is good. It's really good. It is very good. But yeah, you can follow me on Instagram, BeautyMade23. And I'm not really promoting on Facebook, not right now, but my Instagram is popping with my hair products, wigs or whatever. So please, if you need a wig, if you know somebody who needs a wig, if you know somebody who needs some quality hair, just send me a message. I'm always available.
And can we talk about quality hair? 28, 24, 22 from Beauty Made Hair. Thank you, Kiki Curly.
You still working that hair?
Let's be clear.
Wow.
Let's be clear. Yes, ma'am.
Wow.
So it's some quality hair. No tangling, no matting, nothing.
That's so good.
So definitely.
Well, I haven't got my hair yet. I'm planning on getting my hair. Let me tell y'all something. I have been so all over the place, moving. Went out of town for a family concert, trying to get my thrift store on going. Till I haven't had time to get me a new y'all should know by now. I gotta get me some new hair, right? So I'm getting ready to purchase mine. Soon as I be still, I got to be still. Now let me tell you what kind of hair I like. It got to be big hair because my face is. Okay, it has to be thick. Oh, you know the hair I want? I want some yak, like some bohemian full hair. I like full hair, straight, right? Mm-hmm. Just want to put that out there. That's what I want.
So it's pink. It's pink and straight. That's what you're looking
pink
for.
Pink and straight. That's pink it. Straight. I need some pink and pink straight. Straight. Now, ladies, if you are watching on Instagram, because I think we're streaming on Instagram as well now, Twitter, wherever you are. Now, we're talking about hair. We done popped over into beauty and hair. Ain't that something? Listen. It's time for you to go ahead and switch it up. Time to change it up, switch it up. Let me tell y'all something. Sometimes my hair is short. Sometimes I got a straight wig on, curly wig. Come on, nappy wig. It doesn't matter because we make everything look good. Okay? Yeah. Now, lashes. You still selling lashes and stuff too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my ladies, my lady. Lashes make the whole face just go to a whole nother level.
Man, what?
For those of you that are considering trying lashes, I want to help you with something. Okay? It wakes your face up. I didn't say go out there and get you some broom. I didn't say do. I said just get your little accent. See right there? Boom. See what a lash will do? So I got to get me some more lashes too. Okay? Ladies, that you trying to figure out what is the right one for you. Talk to us a little bit about lashes. Tell us about some lashes.
Well, I prefer people get lashes that they're comfortable with. Because some people, they ask me for lashes that's not like this. They want, you know, little bitty lashes. Some people want, you know, lashes that have like a straight look. They don't want the curl look. So whatever you comfortable with, I got all of it. Just, you know, but what I do prefer, like if you do get lashes from me, show me what they look like on you. Take a picture and let me see what they look like on you. Because everybody lashes, you know, don't look good on them. So I want to know how long they last. Because, you know, I need to make sure that if I'm giving you something, I need to know that it's lasting, it works. If it don't work, because I'm all for improvement and criticism. So please tell me, you know, if what you like and what you don't like. But lashes is, I mean, I don't recommend people who wear, you know, if you wear eyeglasses all day, I would prefer you to wear little lashes, natural look, you know, not so much a volume. Like me, I wear glasses. So I have to go to the eye doctor and give me some bigger frames so that my lashes don't hit my glasses because I don't like it. But I like long lashes. That's what it is. But if you need lashes, please, please, please inbox me, message me. I'm on Instagram all the time. That's like normally what I use as my platform. I'm on Facebook too, but just hit me up on Instagram, or you can send me a message on Facebook too as well. But I'm on BeautyMade23. So if you need your lashes, I'm the girl for you. And they affordable. My lash is $6. Hey, I'm there for you.
Oh, no excuse anymore. I'm going to tell y'all something how I got into lashes. I wasn't really into them. I could put me on some eyeliner and be on about my business, you know, but my husband saw me one time in some lashes and he was like, oh, I love these lashes on you. That's all I needed to hear.
Really?
All I needed to hear was that he loved my lashes, baby. Wow. Now, and for a lot of you that are trying to practice putting them on yourself, because let's be real. You get up in the, you, some people take them off at night, get up in the morning, put them back on. Okay. Yeah. So you need to practice. You need to practice. That's all I'm saying. Just practice.
And it's easy.
Practice makes perfect. All right.
But I'll help you.
Yeah. So make sure that y'all, like Gloria said, get in contact with her and order and all that stuff. If you don't know much about lashes or whatever, you can talk to her about it. She'll let you know. Also, if you're trying to get quality hair, like Vita said, then you need to talk to her as well. So that, in other words, she'll get all of this together. Then Vita will get all of this together. I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. Well, let's get into a topic. I thought we were going to have a guest, but hey, y'all know we could talk. So let's just get into a topic. The topic I want to throw out there is it okay for your man to compliment every woman on Facebook? How do you feel about it? How do you feel about your man in everybody's inbox? Good morning. Hey, boo. How you doing? What's new? Ladies, I need you to weigh in about it. Is it good? Is it bad? I'm going to throw it out there again. He compliments. You are beautiful. That is fire. All of this stuff. And then he's in the inbox. Hey, how you doing? What's up? How do you feel about that? Is that okay? Just because he's a person that has a lot of female friends, or he's just a gentleman or whatever? How you feel about it? Glory, I'll let you get started.
This is how I feel about it. If you aren't complimenting your woman, the one you live with, the one you've been sleeping with, the one you're married to, the one you've been caking with, the one you've been, the one who been nurturing and pouring into you, don't you get in nobody else's inbox and give them no compliment. If you ain't compliment what's in your household, or the one, you ain't even got to be, y'all ain't even got to be living together. If you dating a female and you trying to take to another level and you ain't giving her, you ain't told her not one compliment, don't you go and plant a seed to another woman if you ain't watering what's already, you know, in front of you. Water your grass before you go try to water somebody else's grass. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? So if I don't care what you do, because you men gonna be men anyway. They gonna be men. If they ain't sending a message, they liking on pictures, they loving the pictures. Now, you know, they got different ways you can like, love, or care.
Yeah.
All sorts of ways you can. Okay, so whatever you decide you want to do, you do it. But you just better remember, you better make sure you told your wife, your girlfriend, whatever you're dating, a compliment today. Because what happens is the energy that you are supposed to give inside of your domain, if you're giving it to somebody else, then it makes that woman feel some type of way if she's not getting it from you. Do you know what I'm saying? So if you ain't doing your part at home, don't do it outside of your house. I mean, it just don't look good as you being a leader.
Okay, say he doing all that at home. So it's okay if he's complimenting other women and all of that. He's over, you know, doing it at home. Okay, because a lot of women can't handle that. They can't handle, they go on Facebook and I agree with you. If you didn't say good morning to me, I bet not see good morning on somebody else's post.
You hear me?
You know? And sometimes, and I'm going to throw this out here, sometimes men compliment you all the time just so they can flirt. So just so they can. Because I'm one of them women that I believe a man ain't got no business in another woman inbox, you know, unless it's about business and I know about it, you know? But you got some men, they throw fits. Oh, you don't trust me. Oh, and you fall for it. You be like, oh, you're right, I should trust you. Well, first of all, I don't trust spirits. I'm going to just be real. Because if you, the first thing in the morning.
Say it again for the people who are going to listen later.
I don't trust spirits.
There you go.
And I want to say this. If that woman wake up every morning to a text or a message from my husband, guess what? She feel like she got some type of hold on you. That every morning you got to send her a hey, sweetheart. What's up, fool? Good morning, fool. Hope you have a great day. Why are you worried? Why are you worried about her day? And I don't get a phone call till 12 o'clock in the afternoon. I just want to send a warning out about this inbox on Facebook, this inbox on Instagram. And see, a lot of people don't understand about that spirit. That spirit grows. You say, oh, I just compliment her because she's going through something and you need, you know, right? Next thing you know, when you stop sending her messages, she send you a message. Well, I ain't heard nothing from you, friend.
They smart now, Miss Queenie. They come to your, they come to the woman page and start liking on the woman pictures. They start to get close to the woman so they can get, so they can know all the man business.
Yeah, so I get that intel.
Yeah, that's what females do. You know what I'm saying?
But so, see, that's what I'm talking about, Glory. When you start inviting this kind of stuff in, guess what? You might as well get ready for mess, because a woman, when you are dating a, I'ma just talk about me. You with me, you with me. You understand me? If you got a whole lot of extra energy to be complimenting every woman that's in your inbox and on your Facebook page and you scrolling on your timeline, because I'm going to tell you right now, I ain't on no man's timeline telling him he's sexy. I ain't on no man's timeline telling him that he's fire and all this kind of stuff. But I promise you, men, y'all think that y'all can get away with this stuff, but as soon as your woman or your wife start doing it, you going to have all kinds of hair tangled up. I'm just saying. Let her get on a couple of, because these men be posting no shirt on and all kinds of stuff. Got baby oil all over their face. What if your wife is on every post he posts and she's in his inbox saying, good morning. Good morning. How you doing? You looking sexy today. How would you feel? I'm just saying. Talking about that spirit, since we don't want to take responsibility
for our actions.
Let me talk about that spirit that causes adultery to creep in, that causes affairs, that causes people to cheat. Because we think we can handle just giving compliments to people. Oh, I'm just complimenting her. Oh, I'm just, she needed a little encouragement. Well, she got to find a boyfriend. Because you already got somebody to do that for. And if you keep passing out all this stuff to everybody else, you ain't going to have nothing left for the person you with. That's why women and men, when you go to, when your, and let's just go into the house. I love to do this. Let's go into the house. If you don't compliment your man, you don't take care of your business with your man. At home, it's another woman. Oh, see, we don't want to preach this. It's another woman that'll do it. Now, we can't talk about integrity. He might not go for it from another woman, whatever, but you leave the door open. Did I say that right? You leave the door open for the enemy to come in and play around in your business, okay? So you have to be careful what you lend your attention to. I know it may be, Facebook make it real easy for you to comment on a post and your wife not know about it. Make it real easy for you to say somebody's sexy, say somebody and nobody know about it. You think, I'm just saying. But you have to make yourself responsible in a relationship. Whatever you give out, you get back. I want you to understand that. A lot of people think they're getting away with it. A lot of people say, oh, I never thought that she would cheat, but you cheated with 15 people. When that spirit is introduced into a relationship, there's no telling what in either one of the people to do. I'm just telling you. Yes, don't be the door for that kind of spirit.
I agree. Queenie, I agree. If you give the enemy an inch, he'll take you for a mile.
Yes, he will. So V, you heard what we were talking about?
No.
Let me just, okay. Is it ever okay? Okay, is it okay for your man to be in somebody's, in some woman's inbox and comment on all her photos on Facebook with you six in the inbox saying good morning, all that stuff? Is it ever okay?
No. Never. Never okay.
But he's a nice person and he got a lot of friends. Mm-mm. It's okay, right?
No, ma'am.
No.
No, ma'am.
Mm-mm. I wouldn't say never, but I guess it depends on how, like, if he does it often, you know what I'm saying? How is he doing this every day? Is it a daily thing? Is it a throughout the day thing? You know,
that's right.
Let me break it down, because I didn't just answer, just, you know, I done went all the way left. So is it a,
Is it a daily thing? Is it a all throughout the day thing? You know, break it down to me.
Just different scenarios. Getting up every morning, he sends her a good morning. At the end of the night, good time. Throughout the day, that's six. What you got on the six? Hope your day is going good. Yeah. That's fire. All the flame. You know, we put the flame emoji on stuff. Or in some instances, he might not talk to her every day. He might scatter out his little flirts all over the place. But when is it okay? Is it ever okay? And how you feel about it?
It's not okay to be in the inbox anyway, because my thing is, if you're going in the inbox, it's just you being sneaky. You know what I'm saying? Anything, if you got to say good morning, do a good morning everybody post, and you know, the people can go underneath it. But the inbox, come on, that's out of line. You know, you ain't got to do that.
That's private.
You're being sneaky. You know what I'm saying?
And
it's going to come to the light. Don't do it. I'm just letting you know right now.
That's it. If you don't
do it, Cletus, don't do it.
If you don't want the drummer to come along with it, even plant the seed. Don't even don't give action to something that you don't want a reaction from.
That's it.
That's why a lot of these Christian ladies then went back to cussing. Because you and everybody inbox. You know, I'm sending her a scripture. Okay, well, why is it the book of Psalms that then I see underneath it, you know, how you doing? What's up, boo? And she replied, hey, daddy, hey, big pop, hey, boo, hey, and you up there, shorty, and all this time. I'm just trying to speak. listen, that inbox has destroyed some households. I want to say the inbox, but let's, you know, if we take responsibility, we have allowed the inbox to help us get away with a whole bunch of stuff. But guess what? You ain't getting away with nothing. Can I just throw that out there?
That's it.
When you entertain that spirit, when you entertain that whole, see, that's what the enemy tell you. The enemy say, can't nobody see your mess. Can't nobody just delete it after you threw it. Delete the mess.
And see, if you got to do all that, you know what I'm saying? If you got to do all that, what's the point in doing it?
What's the point?
Because if I'm sending a message, that message is going to stay there, okay? I'm not going to have to erase it or do anything. I mean, what's the point in doing that?
Is it ever okay?
It's never okay.
It's never okay. It's never okay.
And then, you know, even too, commenting on, have you ever been to like your man's page and he's just commenting on this lady's post, like every, you know, always doing a like and always commenting and all that? I mean, I think this is the same thing what we're talking about.
Yeah.
But let me tell you something. That's not okay. You know what I'm saying? But then, like, you're doing that, but then you're not acknowledging what you have, you know, at home. Like, oh, this. Look at my wife over here. This is my gal, but you liking
wait, no. Let me throw this one in, Vita.
Huh.
Because we know us women.
Right.
When a man is talking to us in a secret conversation and he married, guess what? We feel like, I'm just gonna be real. We feel like if he'll sneak around and risk it all for me, then I feel like I got some type of level. Because I'm going to tell y'all something. Let me be real. Can I raise my hand? Let me be real. Is there some women that feel like they can talk to me a certain way? Right? And see, you know, sometimes people think they woman dumb. But I'm trying to help a lot of men understand. Women ain't dumb. We play dumb.
That's it.
We play dumb for more information.
Yes.
We play dumb because we already know. We know. Right? So you got different, this lady, she would always fall out every time my husband say something. Oh, it wasn't even that fun. I'm like, right. Why is she so, right? So I ain't say nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I wait. And then they come up, hug on him and rub on his, you know, just on it. I'm like, oh, okay. I ain't say nothing. I was waiting on you to say something. But that's it. Okay. That's okay. And I'm just testifying, you know, just to give some examples, right? Then I watched the Facebook. And I watched the comments. I watched the posts. I watched this. And I ain't saying this is my husband right now. I'm just saying. I'm just testifying. Mm-hmm. And you'll find out that that women are making, women are only going as far as you allow them to go. There is not a woman that's going to step at you in a certain respect if you didn't give her an open door to do that. Mm-hmm. Okay? There's no woman going to talk to your woman a certain way unless she feel like she has some. That's why I say don't make some other woman feel like she's more important than your woman. Because what's going to happen is you're going to have some problems in the home. I'm going to tell you right now. Yeah. Never shush your woman when it comes to another woman. I'm trying to help somebody today. Because these men, y'all think it's okay. Well, that's just my friend. You just shush me. You just shush me. This is what I'm going to tell you. You understand me? Be careful what you do. Because mm-hmm. the Bible says, you reap what you sow. And where you thought that you was getting away with something, I'm going to leave it right there. All I'm saying, stop allowing these spirits to come into your relationship. Stop inviting them in and entertaining them for that temporary moment of gratification. I hear
that. And stop acting dumb when you get caught. Stop That's acting it. Like you don't know what I'm talking about when I ask you about what it is. Like, just be honest about it. If you was bold to do it, be bold to talk about it.
Yeah,
that's it.
You know what I'm saying? Because men do things without an intention of they may think, oh, you know, it's okay, but some things just be too disrespectful. You know what I'm saying? So if your woman feel and it's not insecure, like let's just get this straight now.
Please help.
This is not an insecure because you talking or you doing something that has to do with another woman. This ain't got nothing to do. This has a lot to do with disrespect and loyalty and honor. Honor. Mm-hmm. Like, because if I start engaging or be involved with another man, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're not going to take it. You can't.
Yeah.
You're not going to be able
Let's
to take
it. Let's be real
it.
About it.
Yeah.
You're not gonna, you know, like, come on, like let's stop the BS for real. Like you're not gonna be able to take what you issue out. Mm-hmm. You're not.
Yeah. Look, Glory, stay right there. Exact. Listen, like a man will go and get a woman pregnant and bring a baby home and want you to help him raise. But you get pregnant by another man, oh, he got to get rid of you.
You got to get out. Mm-hmm. You got to get out immediately.
Oh man, he got this. Or he'll go sleep with 100 women. You sleep with one man. He loses. Oh, I can't believe them women didn't mean nothing to me, but you was with this one right. Listen.
Because when we do it, let me tell y'all, and this is, oh God help me. When we do it, we doing it for real.
We ain't no plan.
Play with you. We fist to do it for real. Like, you know what I'm saying? So like don't give out what you can't take. Because some women can't shake back and, you know, forgive you. They want revenge. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm telling you, women, if they not mentally stable or, you know what I'm saying, they not mature enough spiritually, they gonna get revenge. And you may not, that's why a lot of men be killing these women. And women be killing these men because they want revenge. They feel like you in some way, somehow, you show disloyalty. You know what I'm saying? So please, like, this for everybody. If you in a relationship, if you don't want to be loyal, get out the way. Like, please move, go somewhere else. Go get out the way. Because women, like, in this season and this time, women really want to be in a relationship. If you're not going to be loyal, if you're not going to be honest, if you're not willing to commit, get out the way. Like, go do what you was doing. But don't come in a relationship and thinking that you want somebody, but you still want to play. You want to have your cake and eat it too. Come on.
Yeah, and then another thing, don't get with her and don't marry her and dog out. Right?
Yeah, like,
you dog out, you because this is happening to a lot of women. He pumped her up and all this, and then he married her. Then he don't want to be married no more, so he dog out. He talked to her crazy. He handled crazy. You know, and then when he get in front of folk, then he's all that in a bag of chips. He's amazing and all this whole kind of... Listen, I'm going to tell y'all something about Queenie. Queenie ignorant. I'm ignorant. You understand me? I'm straight ignorant. You know, you don't want to do it. All I'm saying. Vita know I'm ignorant. You know, because a lot of times we be, she a child of God. Oh, she a woman of God. And you think you can do her any kind of way. Can I just speak up for the women of God? Listen, you can't do a woman of God any kind of way, baby, because she crazy. She crazy. And anyone, you think because she's silent and she in prayer. See, but you don't know what she prayed.
Right.
Ah, my God. I'm trying to help somebody. Mm-hmm. Stop treating people any kind of way. Like Gloria said, get out the way. You don't want to get out the way. You don't want to treat her right. You don't want to do this. Get out the way. You get what I'm saying? Be honest. Yeah, I told one of my daughters, I said, y'all break up, okay. You gonna cry for a little while. But you gotta always remember why. X for X. You gotta always remember what they did to you. You gotta always remember why you wasn't unhappy. Because sometimes we be lonely. Let me get back with your first. All this, I'm lonely. And you, all you remember when you're lonely is you had somebody to hold. Let me tell you something. Nothing is worth you allowing somebody to tear you down. I'm going to just tell you right now.
That's it.
If a person can't understand your worth, I don't care. Listen, because I know men that they got flaws and everything else, but you have flaws. They don't want to deal with your flaws. They don't want to deal with your stuff. You need to stay away from them kind of people. I'm going to tell you right now. A man that wants you to accept all of his flaws, but he can't deal with none of yours, you need to get away from him. Ladies, out there, I'm a singer. I want to be married. I want my husband right now. You better wait till God prepare you. Wait till God prepare you.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're not going to be absolutely perfect when he comes. None of us are. All I'm saying is, but God got to get your heart and your mind ready for your husband.
Yeah.
Okay, for your real husband, not somebody you pick. Mm-hmm. Did I say that out loud? My bad. Not somebody you pick. Because being married is work. You know.
Teamwork.
Being married is work. And then plus, being single, I always tell people, learn how to be married to you.
Right.
Learn how to treat you. Learn how to spend time with you. Learn you. Because if you don't learn you, when you get in that married baby, and that person got a dominant personality, they going to drag you. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah.
Come on.
I just like being real. You gotta look. Marriage is not like they say, not for play. It's not for play. When you make that type of decision, you're supposed to be with somebody where y'all have decided to be partners and walk together in a friendship. Cause don't nobody have to be with nobody. But I have to say that again. Some people think you got to be with somebody. No, you don't. Don't nobody have to be with nobody. And don't nobody have to put up with nobody's stuff.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So you have to make sure that the person that you say, I'm going to attach my life to, you get what I'm saying? Absolutely. Loves you without all your wigs, without all your makeup, without all your, you know, with your, got your girdle and all that kind of stuff.
That's it.
You got to make sure they your best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be marrying somebody because they a preacher. Don't be marrying folk because they look good and everybody want them.
Are they rich?
Yeah. Are they rich and, you know, and they this, that, and the other? Don't be marrying folk just because it make you look good and you want look. Instead of wanting to be married, want to be a wife. You got to want to be a wife.
Right.
Instead of wanting a big wedding, you got to want to be in a marriage, a partnership. Come on. I'm just trying to help somebody.
Yeah.
Right.
Because I'm telling you, you get married to the wrong person, you're going to catch hell. Get married to the wrong person, you're going to catch hell.
You're going to catch hell.
Your dreams going to go down the toilet. Eventually, you're going to stop doing the things that you love. Can we just be real? This Sisters United. I'm telling these ladies, you get married to the wrong person, you ain't going to desire to go to places. Come on, I'm just saying. It's going to chip away at you till you are just a shell of yourself. You got to get with somebody that celebrates everything about you, that love your creativity, that love your mindset, that love the way you walk and the way you, I'm talking about you, the way you talk, that love everything about you. Can't wait to get home to you. Can't wait to see you again. That's who you need to marry. You don't need to marry that one that ain't got time for you, don't call you, you get on their nerves, they ain't took you to see their mama, you know, all this kind of stuff. That ain't your person.
Yeah.
That is not your person.
Yeah.
I'm just testifying from a real place.
Mm-hmm.
The mama don't like you. She going and telling church folk that you ain't nothing and all this time. And you just gonna make it work. No, that ain't, God don't work like that. It say in the word, it say God give it and add no sorrow with it.
That's it.
You're gonna go through tough times, but you're gonna go together. Come on. Mm-hmm. You're going to have trials and tribulations, but y'all going to be walking hand in hand together.
That's it.
It ain't going to be like you over here by yourself, and like when he over here by himself, and he don't, no. That's not ordained by God. And if you are in that situation right now, you need to go and get some spiritual counseling and some marriage counseling.
Yeah,
I'm just trying to give a warning, because women love to marry. I'm getting married, girl. He got money, but he probably can't stand you. Be careful. Some ladies say, well, I'm 50 and ain't got married yet. Let's go. Enjoy you. You ain't nobody telling you what to do. Ain't nobody talking to you crazy. Ain't nobody listen to me. Enjoy you.
Yeah.
Enjoy you. I'm just trying to tell you. Because when you get into a partnership, baby, it's you and that person. And if you married the right person, what he do gonna blossom and what you do gonna blossom.
Mm-hmm.
You marry the wrong person, they gonna make you think your dreams gotta die so they can be bigger. You need to come. I heard somebody say, this lady, I had to tell her, she said, I'm getting married, and he a pastor, so all the stuff I'm doing, I gotta quit doing, and I gotta push him. I said, wait a minute now. Y'all supposed to be here together. It's not this. Y'all walk by each other. You don't walk behind him. Y'all walk by each other. Y'all submit to each other. You get what I'm saying? God adds. He multiplies. He don't subtract. So be careful. All I'm saying. I know I rambled on, but it was in my spirit. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Go ahead, Vita. You want to say something? Because I just talked. You want to say something, Glory? I was just talking.
You know what? We already then ran our time, and it's about time for us to go. But on my closing remarks, I just want to say this. Please date with a purpose. Please date with a purpose. If you don't see the purpose in a person that you're dating, you don't have a vision for the relationship, you are connecting with hell. You hear what I'm saying? You're connecting with, I'm not talking about little H-E, I'm talking about capital H-E, double hockey stick, L. You need to date with a purpose. If you're dating without a purpose, then there is no destiny, there is no fruit. If you're going to date somebody, make sure that you have a purpose, you have a plan, you have a vision. Because two idiots can't date. Two dumb people can't date. Two broken people can't date. You hear what I'm saying? If you're going to date, you need to be going through a healing process. If you've been broken, you need to heal before you get in somebody else's face. Because you're going to destroy that person. And you don't intentionally do it. It's because of so much hurt and dysfunction and so much of rejection that you have received in life. You're dating and you are in pain and you want somebody else to pick up the sticks that's been broken in your life. The devil is a lie. If you are hurting, you need to be healed, because don't nobody want to deal with that all the time. You hear what I'm saying? So please, if you're dating, date with a purpose. If you're broken, go get counseling. Go get healing. Go pray. Go do whatever you need to do to repair yourself mentally, right, emotionally. You hear what I'm saying? Right. So please, y'all young people that want to be in a relationship, date with a purpose. I'm not talking about dating with a purpose of getting married, because you don't even know marriage is hard. Like, marriage is teamwork. It's two people trying to become one. It's teamwork. You understand what I'm saying? So you need to date. Don't be in a rush to get married. Date. Figure out what makes this person pissed off. Figure out.
Oh, yeah.
Go learn about his mama, his daddy, his grandma, his great-grandma. Go learn about what's in the bloodline. Because I promise you, if you see some things that you know you don't want to deal with for the rest of your life, don't. Hey, go meet these people. Go figure out what their grandma did, what a grandma relationship is, what a daddy relationship is. You got to figure these things out before you go into relationships and get into marriage. Please, that's done. That's all I got to say. I'm done. I love y'all. And if you get pulled over by the police, please just comply. Do what they tell you to do so you can make it home, because I want to see black people go home. If they pull you over, comply. Don't have no attitude. Don't get pissed off. Don't pull me over, whatever. It ain't. Don't even go there. Do what you need to do so you can go home. Even if they being rude, disrespectful, you make sure you keep your hands exposed all the time. Let them see your hands so you can go home.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, my husband said all the time, you cannot win your case on the side of the street. Okay. You cannot win it on the side of the street. Bottom line. Right. You know. And one more additive to what Gloria was saying about relationship, you want to find out how he is when he's broke. You want to see what his attitude is when he don't have money. You want to see if he takes it out on you. You want to see him in every situation you can see him in. Yeah. You want to see him when an ex show up. You want to see him when, like she said, around his parents, all of that. We hope that we have said something today that helped you, that encouraged you, that empowered you and inspired you. We love you. This has been Sisters United. We look forward to next Wednesday. And hopefully next Wednesday, we will have a special guest. Okay? All right. We love you. But we got to go. This is peace. Holding on. Yeah. You better believe I